Well, there is sea, said the senior wrangler. But would you say that it looks as if it's actually girting?
It's just, you know, just sloshing. One would somehow imagine that sea that was girting something would look more, well, defiant, said the lecturer in recent runes. You know, thundering waves and so on, definitely sending a message to outsiders that it was girting this coast, and they'd better be jolly respectful.
Perhaps we could go right through and investigate, said Ponder.
Something dreadful'll happen if we do, said the senior wrangler gloomily.
Oh, it hasn't happened to the bursar, said Ridcully.
The wizards crowded around. There was a figure standing in the surf. Its robe was rolled up above the knees. A few birds wheeled overhead. Palm trees waved in the background.
My word, he must have snuck out while we weren't looking, said the senior wrangler.
Bursar!
Ridcully yelled. The figure didn't look around.
I don't want to, you know, make trouble, said the chair of indefinite studies, looking wistfully at the sun-drenched beach, but it's freezing cold in my bedroom, and last night there was frost on my eiderdown. I don't see any harm in a quick stroll in the warm.
We're here to help the librarian, snapped Ridcully.
Faint snores were coming from the volume entitled Ook.
My point exactly. The poor chap'd be a lot happier in those trees there.
You mean we could wedge him in the branches, said the Arch-Chancellor. He's still the story of Ook.
You know what I mean, Mustrum. A day at the seaside for him would be better than a day at the seaside, as it were.
Let's get out there.
I'm freezing.
Are you mad? There could be terrible monsters. Look at the poor chap standing there in the surf. That sea's probably teeming with sharks, said the senior wrangler.
Right, said Ridcully. And barracudas, said the senior wrangler. Marlins, swordfish. Looks like somewhere out near the rim to me. Fishermen say there's fish there that'd take your arm off.
Right, said Ridcully. Right.
There was a small but significant change in his tone. Everyone knew about the stuffed fish on his walls. Arch-Chancellor Ridcully would hunt anything. The only cockerel still crowing within 200 yards of the university these days stood under a cart to do it.
And that jungle, said the senior wrangler, sniffling, looks pretty damn dangerous to me. Could be anything in it. Fatal. Could be tigers and gorillas and elephants and pineapples. I wouldn't go near it. I'm with you, Arch-Chancellor. Better to freeze here than look some rabid man-eater in the eye.
Ridcully's own eyes were burning bright. He stroked his beard thoughtfully.
Tigers, eh?
He said. Then his expression changed.
Pineapples? Deadly, said the senior wrangler firmly. One of them got my aunt. We couldn't get it off her. I told her that's not the way you're supposed to eat them, but would she listen?
The dean looked sidelong at his arch-chancellor. It was the glance of a man who also didn't want another night in a frigid bedroom and had suddenly worked out where the levers were.
That gets my vote, Mustrum, he said. Catch me going through some hole in space onto some warm beach with a sea teeming with huge fish and a jungle full of hunting trophies.
He yawned like a bad poker player.
No, it's me from a nice freezing bed. I don't know about you, Arch-Chancellor.
I think,
Ridcully began.
Yes?
Clams, said the senior wrangler, shaking his head. Looks just the beach for the devils. You ask my cousin. You'll have to find a good medium first, though. They shouldn't ooze green, I said. They shouldn't bubble, I told him. But would he listen?
The Arch-Chancellor was currently amongst those who wouldn't.
You think that taking him out there would be just the thing for the librarian, do you? He said. Just the tonic for the poor old chap and an hour or two under that sun?
But I expect we ought to be ready to protect him, eh, Arch-Chancellor?
the Dean said innocently.
Why, yes. I hadn't really thought of that, said Ridcully.
Yes, yes. Important point. Better get them to bring down my 500-pound crossbow with the armor-piercing arrows and my home taxidermy outfit and all 10 fishing rods and all 4 tackle boxes and the big set of scales.